CKUW 95.9 FM, listener-driven radio in Winnipeg.
Hey, I'm Laura Western, host of The Reminder. Tune in every second Tuesday at noon, where I broadcast you live from the University of Winnipeg campus. Listen in for a variety of music ranging from alternative, indie, some folk, old country, classic rock, maybe some singer-songwriter, and everything in between. Hope you like good music.
Please enjoy 30 Seconds of Nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
Hello, everybody, boots and saddle on the air. Just relax and listen in your easy rocking chair. Music for the family in that good old fashioned way. We hope that we can please you, bring you sunshine.
The Boots and Saddle Show is brought to you by Park Alleys, a truly unique live music venue featuring roots, country, soul, and jazz 5 nights a week in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Find us at 730 Osborne Street or online at parkalleys.com.
Howdy!
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, friends. Welcome to another installment of the Boots and Saddle Show, your humble home of honky-tonk and beautiful country music by beautiful country music singers. I am your host, your new best friend, your jukebox operator, Sean Burns, and I'm coming right at you from room 204 at the Lodge at Red River in Red River, New Mexico, United States of America. On the program today, we've got new and recently released music from Sam Platts, Mac Cornish, and more. You'll hear beautiful country music by beautiful country music singers like Leroy Van Dyke, Roger Miller, and others. I'm here with you folks for the next hour. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you'll enjoy the show.
just think they could be yours. There's everything from moonlit walks to tears and slamming doors. Take them all, keep what you want. The rest, please throw.
Them anyway. I've got memories free to a good home, and you can pick them up today. Sam Platt's brand new music from the brand new record, Right Where I Belong, released last week on June 26th. We heard Free to a Good Home, and we heard all of the singles on the record before it was released, and we are going to work our way through, oh geez, probably the entirety of this album. Real high on it. How you doing this week, friends? Welcome in episode number 109 of the Boots and Saddle Show with me, your host, Sean Burns. A nice way to shuffle on in. Sam recorded that album at Cherry Ridge Recording Studios in Floresville, Texas with Tommy Dedamore, backed by an all-star cast of Texas country musicians. Just so well done. So well done. I am in a old hotel in Red River, New Mexico. You know, just a little south of the Colorado border, and a beautiful, beautiful little community here. We played a show last night at the Bitter Creek Ranch, which is about 20 minutes or so from town here, way, way up the hill, up the mountain, a rugged road. I was honestly surprised that the van and trailer made it all the way up there. And we got up there to the Bitter Creek Ranch, and it was just picturesque, beautiful scenery, nice little creek behind the stage. And the hosts owned a little beautiful little house up the hill that was served as our green room. Very generous. And we played our set here, and it went pretty well. You know, looking up over the hills, these big, large trees, river, creek behind us, quiet, peaceful. Really, really something. And you know, there's been some great moments this last week here on the road with Corby Lund. On Saturday night last week, we were at the Colorado Championship Ranch Rodeo in Hugo, Colorado. And I'd never been there. That's sort of like eastern Colorado. Again, like not much going on out there. And you know, the ranch rodeo differs from your regular rodeo. Much less testosterone. A lot more practical ranch activities and events, I'd say. And a lot of families, you know. And we played in, you know, the classic sort of setup in a situation like that we've all done many, many times. It looked very similar to the Morris Stampede back home there in Manitoba, Canada. And it was just great to look out there and see families, parents with their kids, and then some rowdy folks and some cowboys and a bunch of people dancing proper. Country western dancing. Just really, really nice, really nice night. And we had a great week, a couple of great shows in Colorado Springs at Lulu's downtown. Always great. Colorado Springs is always a real good location for Corby Lund shows. Great crowd, real enthusiastic. And we did three trio shows last week. The guitar player had to fly home for his daughter's high school graduation, and so we played Denver, Colorado, Casper, Wyoming, and Billings, Montana as a trio, which is a great challenge and quite rewarding musically. Pub Station in Billings, one of my favorites, great spot, always a good crowd. And and Montana is, you know, fertile territory for core blunt shows. Last Sunday, we played at the Pine Creek Lodge in Livingston, Montana. Now, we play there every couple of years. And it's near Bozeman, Montana. I guess that would be your larger center. And not too far from Wyoming, and not far really at all from Yellowstone National Park. It's, as you can imagine, just a stunning, beautiful, beautiful part of the world. And we're there every couple of years, as I said, and it's always, you know, one you look forward to on the calendar. Great hospitality and a really great crowd. So we pull up to the Pine Creek Lodge, you know, it's been a couple of years. It's nice to be back. They're, you know, very welcoming. Hundreds of people there. Great show, you know, and just looking out over at the mountains and the trees and the hills and the scenery. You're on stage. It's just a beautiful moment, you know. And by the end of the show, just ravaged by a crazy thunderstorm, lightning out in the distance. We had to shut her down probably 20 minutes before we were going to end, but a great show nonetheless. And you're there and you're singing these Western songs for these folks that really understand the material and they're big fans of the songs. And of course, played some Ian Tyson music. And you're in Charles M. Russell.
Manitoba Emergency Alert. A flash flood alert is issued by Manitoba Emergency Management Organization. Significant precipitation has caused rapid water level rise along waterways and in low-lying areas. Floodwaters move swiftly, posing serious risks to life and property. Overland flooding is occurring or imminent in multiple locations in western Manitoba. Many roads have been damaged from floodwaters and are unsafe. Travel is not recommended. This is a dangerous situation. Crews are responding, but it may be necessary to shelter in place. For additional information, call your local municipality or monitor local media for updates. For emergencies, call 911. This is a Manitoba Emergency Alert. A flash flood alert is issued by the municipality of Swan Valley West. Significant precipitation has caused rapid water level rise along waterways and in low-lying areas. Floodwaters move swiftly, posing serious risks to life and property. Overland flooding is occurring or imminent in multiple locations, including the community of Benito. Many roads have been damaged from floodwaters and are unsafe. Travel is not recommended. This is a dangerous situation. Crews are responding, but it may be necessary to shelter in place. For additional information, call 204-734-3344 or watch www.minswendlewis.com for updates. For emergencies, call 911.
Young kid Russell was born to wander, ever westward he was bound to roam. Just a kid of 16 in 1880, up in wild Montana he found his home. God made Montana for the wild man, for the and the Sioux and Cole, but he saved his greatest gift for Charlie, sending it all down before she goes. You gotta get her all down, 'cause she's bound to go. God hung the stars over Judith Mason. God put the magic in young Charlie's hands, and all was seen and all remembered. Every shining mountain, every longhorn brand, he could paint the light on horsehide shining, the great passing herds of the buffalo, and a cow camp cold on a rainy morning, and the twisting wrist of the hula hand throw. God made Montana for the wild man, for the pagan and the Sioux and Crow, but he saved his greatest gift for Charlie, sending it all down before she goes. You gotta get her all down, 'cause she's
bound to go. When the Lord called Charlie to his home up yonder, he says, "Kid Russell, I got a job for you. You're in charge of sunsets up in old Montana, 'cause I can't paint them quite as good as you. And when you're done, go out and have a few. And Nancy Russell will make sure it's just two. Got me in Montana for the wildman, for the pagan and the Sioux and Crow. But he saved his greatest gift for Charlie, then get her all down before she goes. Charlie, you got to get her all down, 'cause she's bound to go. Get her all down."
The one I left unfinished is the one I can't explain. There's the one in Colorado, the one I wished I had again. There's the one I broke too easy, there's the one I couldn't break. There's the one I took too much of, there's all the shit I couldn't take. There's the one I should've walked away from, come right home to you. And the one left in the chamber ought to do. There's the one that was a long shot, there's the one that didn't pay, there's the one that kept me away till it cost too much to play. There's the one that kept me guessing, the one whose name I shall not say. There's the one I couldn't lose, and then I lost it anyway. There's the one I ended up in, the one that ended all too soon. Chamber ought to do. The daylight's got me cursing the sun again. No memories got me fumbling through that door again. There's the one that wouldn't listen, there's the one I couldn't hear, there's the one I took for granted, the one that up and disappeared. There's the one I thought I learned from, the one I taught not what to do. There's the one I had to weather, whether or not I wanted to. There's the one I should be over now, one that should chamber ought to do. There's the one I should have walked away from, crawled right back to you. And the one left in the chamber ought to do. And the one left in the chamber ought to do.
Boots and Saddle Show is brought to you in part by Nectar Fine Tattooing, located at 329 5th Street South. For over 13 years, Nectar has been your prime destination for high-quality tattoos in downtown Lethbridge, Alberta. Give him a call at 403-942-0842 or find them on Instagram at Nectar Fine Tattooing.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. And what are you going to give for him? I'm at 25. Will you give me $30? 30, make it 30, beat it to 30, 35, and now the 40, make it to 40, beat it to 40, now 5, make it to 45, and now 50 on the bind there.
There was a boy in Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his ma when she told him that he should go to school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk, then pretty soon you'd find him at the local auction barn. He'd stand and listen carefully, then pretty soon he began to see how the auctioneer could talk so rapidly. He said, oh my, it's do or die, I've got to learn that auction cry, gotta make my mark and be an auctioneer. $25 bidder now, $30, 30, will he give me 30, make it 30, bid it a bomb, $30, will he give me 30, hooray, bid it a $30 bid. $30 bidder now, 35, will he give me 35, to make it a 35, to bid it a 35, who would have bid it at a $35 bid? As time went on, he did his best, and all could see he didn't jest. He practiced calling bids both night and day. His pap would find him behind the barn just working up an awful storm as he tried to imitate the auctioneer. Then his pap said, son, we just can't stand to have a mediocre man selling things at auction using our good name. I'll send you off to auction school, then you'll be nobody's fool. You can take your place among the best. $35 bid and now $40, 40, will you give me 40, make it a 40, bid it a bomb, $40, will you give me 40, hooray, bid it a $40 bid. $40 bid it now, 45, will you give me 45, to make it a 45, to bid it a 45, who would have bid it at a $45 bid? So from that boy who went to school, there grew a man who played it cool. He came back home a full-fledged auctioneer. Then the people came from miles around just to hear him make that rhythmic sound that filled their hearts with such a happy cheer. Then his fame spread out from shore to shore. He had all he could do and more. Had to buy a plane to get around. Now he's the tops in all the land. Let's pause and give that man a hand. He is the best hillbilly auctioneer. $45 bidder now, $50, 50, will you give me 50, make it a 50, bid it a bomb, a $50, will you give me 50, hooray, bid it a $50 bid. $50 bidder now, 55, will you give me 55, to make it a 55, to bid it a 55, I sold that hog for a $50 bill. Hey, well, all right, sir, open the gate and let him out and welcome, boys. Here we come, a lot of number 29 in. What are you going to give for him? I'm a 25, to get $30, 30, make it 30, bid it 30, now 5, another $40, 40, 45, another $50, 50, 50.
A song that has been re-recorded many, many times over the career of Leroy Van Dyke, but we went back to the original single released in 1956 to hear Leroy Van Dyke with Auctioneer. And after the gig last week at the Pub Station in Billings, we went out. And, you know, we don't go out as a group very often, ever. But Billings is a place that we often go out together, or at least a group of us after the show. And we went out to a couple of bars down the road from the gig, and one of them has karaoke every night of the week. And there was someone up on stage and sang the Auctioneer song there. And Corb said, yeah, I used to know all that whole thing when I was a kid. And I went and listened back to it. And I had a slicker, well, definitely a slicker, more radio friendly re-recording of it from the 60s. But I wanted to go back to the source and the original single. And so we did. So we did. There you go. That's the explanation. That's a long-winded explanation. Something I'm semi-famous for on this program. Before that, we heard from the boss man himself, Corb Lund, with One Left in the Chamber from his 2012 album, Cabin Fever, pardon me. And that's a great record. I think, arguably his finest collection of material. And we play every song off of that thing, and we play that song and a number of the others, you know, pretty much every night. And whether you like that one or not, you can't argue the high quality songwriting and a beautiful recording there from Corb Lund, One Left in the Chamber. Kicking it all off was Ian Tyson with The Gift from the 1986 record Cowboyography. And, you know, a song about Montana, a song about Charlie Russell, the great artist. And, when you hit that chorus, break, boom, the chorus, God Made Montana, crowd erupts. And it's just a really special moment. Friends, you're tuned into the Boots and Saddle Show. It's me, your host, Sean Burns. Thanks for joining me this week. Thanks to everyone that listened to the new single from Sean Burns and Lost Country that we released last week, Glory For Me. Even got some radio play all over the place, and I thank you for the spins and the streams. And the video for it will be released this week at the time of recording. I can't say exactly when. I was thinking Wednesday, but looks like we got a premiere arranged, so keep your eyes and your ears to the places that you usually do that kind of thing. The video we recorded at Dooley Records in Winnipeg. I'm really happy with how it all turned out. Okay, I got a set of new and recently released tunes here. We kicked off the program with a new one. We don't often do that, but I'm a big fan of Sam Platts and the country music he's making, and I'm a fan of all these folks here and the country music that they are making. Charlie Marie from Rhode Island released her new record Signs on June 5th. We've heard a few from it. Let's hear another one right now. It's called Ponderosa Pine, right here on the Boots and Saddle Show.
Brought to you in part by Gilmore Guitars. Located at 7895 49th Avenue in Red Deer, Alberta, from custom designs to the finest materials, at Gilmore Guitars, each instrument is handcrafted with passion and precision. Find them on Instagram at Gilmore_guitars or at home base, gilmoreguitars.net. That's GILMORE guitars. Get a Gilmore. Experience the difference.
Life is like a song. We just sing along, humming in the end.
soaring blue. Life is like a song, connecting me to you. You can go your way, and I can go mine. The rhythm is the same, maybe in and out of time. So it goes, my friend. We may not get along. It's good to know in the end that life is like a song.
Coming all the way from Nashville, Tennessee, and you're listening to the Boots and Saddle Show.
He's a regular at the local dive. He's got a good job and ex wife. What kind of he's just a butterfly. on a Sunday. Or it could be any night of the week. I know exactly where he'll be, sitting back in his favorite seat. But don't get me wrong, but he's dead.
Favorite song of the year already, I'll say, and it's, well, I mean, we're halfway through the year, but a contender for one of my favorites of the year for sure. That's Mac Cornish with Barfly. Was released as a single on June 25th from the upcoming record Wayfaring Woman, due out on September 25th, 1 week after Sean Burns and Lost Country release our album. So you got some stuff to look forward to in September. Big fan of Mac's singing. Beautiful, beautiful singing. And loved the cover of Trucker's Cafe. And I love this one too. Before that, we heard from Dale Watson. Went back to Dale's new record, Unwanted, which came out on April 24th, which, you know, we've criminally overlooked. I know we've heard a few from it, but there's still a few more that I want to play on the show. Big fan of Dale Watson and impressed with this new collection of tunes. Today, we heard a nice one called Life is Like a Song. Kicking it all off was Charlie Marie with Ponderosa Pine. Her new record, Signs, was released on June 5th. And you are tuned in to the Boots and Saddles Show. I'm your host, Sean Burns. Thanks for joining me this week, friends. As I mentioned, still out here on the road with Cor Blund. I get home late. I'm recording here on Monday afternoon. The show will broadcast first tomorrow, of course, Tuesday. And I'll be home in a week. We got 6 shows this week. Tuesday, we're in Buena Vista, Colorado. Wednesday, we are in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. Thursday, we're in Gunnison, Colorado. Friday and Saturday, 2-nighter at the Moxie Theater in Greeley, Colorado. Should be a good one. Looking forward to seeing my friends Mike and Delaine Bartleme up there. And then we wrap things up next Sunday at, I forget what the place is called, Warehouse 85 something. I should know, but we've played there a few times before. But it's a big, country bar in Grand Junction, Colorado. That'll be a nice way to end. And then I get home late on Monday night in a week. So one more week of grinding around Colorado here after we leave New Mexico. And I'm going to play a few songs from some people that I met this last week, or that I heard in the venues whilst we were loading in. I met a gal named Raina Wallace the other night in Casper, Wyoming. She's a bass player, a singer. She's a side person thing, does her own thing, and she's friends with the fella Steve, who is our current tour manager. And she came to our show in Casper, and then I checked out some of her tunes, and I'd like to play one for you right now. I released this EP called Lawless in 2024. Here's Raina Wallace with No More Sympathy. A little bit of a rocker here on the Boots and Saddle Show.
score a freebie. What the hell are you thinking? One to blame, and all of this love you don't deserve it. Put all your shit in a trash can and burn it. Keep the bottle in your marmalade. I have no more sympathy left. Drunk at 2 a.m. I don't know if I've ever seen you drink real water, unless it's at the hospital being pumped into your veins. I don't know how I stay your friend for this long, 'cause even when you tell me you're starting to get better, you go to the same bar you know your ex will be at, just so you could kick off another month long bender. And all of this love you don't deserve. Peeking in the orange glow, filling up the bedroom, and the light reflecting off your skin. Lying next to each other, too close for comfort, soaked in your own sweat and tears. It's silly me, I'm so naive. How could I ever believe you?
Manitoba Emergency Alert. A flash flood alert is issued by Manitoba Emergency Management Organization. Significant precipitation has caused rapid water level rise along waterways and in low-lying areas. Floodwaters move swiftly, posing serious risks to life and property. Overland flooding is occurring or imminent in multiple locations in western Manitoba. Many roads have been damaged from floodwaters and are unsafe. Travel is not recommended. This is a dangerous situation. Crews are responding, but it may be necessary to shelter in place. For additional information, call your local municipality or monitor local media for updates. For emergencies, call 911. This is a Manitoba Emergency Alert. A flash flood alert is issued by the municipality of Swan Valley West. Significant precipitation has caused rapid water level rise along waterways and in low-lying areas. Floodwaters move swiftly, posing serious risks to life and property. Overland flooding is occurring or imminent in multiple locations, including the community of Benito. Many roads have been damaged from floodwaters and are unsafe. Travel is not recommended. This is a dangerous situation. Crews are responding, but it may be necessary to shelter in place. For additional information, call 204-734-3344 or watch www.minswendlewis.com for updates. For emergencies, call 911.
Just to teach him right from wrong. You can burn him.
can speculate about the way things end, or you can sit and wait for the resurrection. But a child believes in whatever they're told. A pillar of flame, a street of gold, and the flames of hell, they seem so high when I can barely see over the pew. I was just a boy when they told me that lie, but Lord, it felt so true. And that's a hell of a thing to do to a kid, just to teach him right from.
Show is brought to you in part by the Emerald Club Tattoo Company, located at 365 Eveline Street in Selkirk, Manitoba, Canada. It's just a short 35-kilometer drive north of downtown Winnipeg. Find them on Instagram at Emerald Club Tattoo or call 204-482-0020. The Emerald Club, Manitoba's favorite traditional tattoo shop. I don't remember where I heard that one. It was in a venue or a bar somewhere last week, and I made a note. Elin Jewell, the queen of the minor key, went all the way back to her 2006 album, Boundary County, to hear a nice one called Mess Around. Before that, we heard from the exceptionally talented Robert Ellis, the tune called Sing Along from his 2014 record, The Lights from the Chemical Plant. And that one was playing when we were loading in at Ophelia's in Denver, Colorado last week. And I was like, man, I just love this guy. You know, I haven't played anything from him, I think, since we relaunched. Sometimes it kind of reminds me of Robbie Fulks, maybe in the vocal. I don't know. But extremely talented individual. Nice song there. A little palate cleanser from The Rocker that kicked us off. No More Sympathy from Raina Wallace and her 2024 EP, Lawless. Friends, we got time for just one more here this week. And we heard from Roger Miller last week, and we're going to hear from him again this week. Got a nice message from my friend Scott Franchuk commenting on the Roger Miller song last week. And I thought to myself, self, we'll really get you this week. We're going to close it out with a single from 1965 called One Dying and a Burying. Boots and Saddles brought to you by Park Alleys, located at 730 Osborne Street in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Check them out at parkalleys.com. Archived episodes of the Boots and Saddles show are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and a number of other podcast listening platforms. And those are updated every Tuesday around 3 p.m. Central, unless, like last week, I make a critical error. But don't expect that to become a pattern. Follow along on the Facebook and the Instagram at Boots and Saddle Show. Our monthly newsletter, Saddle Up, is available at bootsandsaddle.substack.com. You can read or subscribe for free, or a paid subscription is also available. Email me with your questions, concerns, comments, complaints, requests, music submissions, party invitations, whatever else. bootsandsaddleshow@gmail.com. Thanks for tuning in this week, friends. Hope that you enjoyed the show. Have a great week, and we'll chat later.
Well, I think I finally found me a surefire way to forget. It's so simple, I'm surprised I hadn't done thought of it before yet. It's foolproof. Well, it's foolhardy maybe, but who knows? Anyway, here I am walking toward where the cold, dark water flows. Cause all it takes is one dying and a burying. One dying and a burying. Some crying, six carrying me. I wanna be free. Oh, I want to be free. Free from all this heartache and regret. And free from pining for the love I can't forget. The love that once was warm and then just somehow turned to hate. Made my life a prison from which there's only one escape. That's one dying and a burying. One dying and a burying. Some crying, six carrying me. I want to be free. One dying and a burying. One dying and a burying. Some crying, six carrying me. I want to be free.
Well, friends, that looks like that's about all the time we got. We sure enjoyed playing here for you today, and we hate to leave, but we'll be back with you for long, so keep listening. Remember the folks that make it possible for us to drop around with you, too. This is Hank Williams speaking for all the boys, saying best of luck and health to you, and thanks a whole lot for listening.
Say it.
Country music singer.
Plugged into your community? You are when you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.